Hey everybody, this is Beck, and I'm doing my 100 follower AMA today. Well, I guess it's technically tonight where I'm at, but it's been kind of a busy day, and so I'm just now getting around to it. But I haven't forgot about you all, and I want to thank all of you for making this happen and everything like that. So I am going to get this ball rolling so I don't take up too much time. I'm just going to answer these in the order that I received them. So yeah. Do I drink my own squirt is the first question I got. Probably after the I want to be fucked post where I did end up squirting. The answer to that is no. Don't think I'd ever consider it just simply because I don't squirt enough. And when it happens, it's always a bit of a surprise. And so, yeah, it's not that it's not enough. Quantity-wise, it's just not enough. Like, it doesn't happen enough for me to even realize it's gonna happen. The next question I got was, would I ever meet a follower? And I'm gonna just have to say probably not, but it's not a hard no either. I think that there are a lot of wonderful people out there, and that if we had been talking for a really long time or something and it just felt right, then I would consider it, but that would probably take a while before that came up into question. What gets me hot that I do audios about? That's a good question. A lot of times it is just what I'm wanting and what I'm needing that day. Every once in a while, I just want to do an audio. And so I will just come up with something and hope you guys enjoy it. But for the most part, it's real life, me, what I want in that moment, and what I need to get off. What do I like to hear audios about? Well, I do browse on occasion, but I'm not like an everyday listener or anything. But if I am browsing, I will click on just about anything and try it out. I'm not super big into scripts, but I do like the JOIs and the male for female ramble faps, things like that, just really raw and unscripted stuff. And then the next question kind of ties into that answer. It was, what are my favorite audios to listen to? And I feel like I just kind of answered that. It's definitely the JOIs or Ramble Faps. When and how did I have my strongest orgasm? That one would probably be when, probably a few years ago, I was in a hotel room with my boyfriend at the time, and it was him eating me out, and definitely top of my list right there. How how big are my boobs? So my boobs are a D cup. They used to be much, much smaller. I was sitting at a small B, and then over the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, I've gone up a cup size about every year, and I've pretty much stayed at a D for 2.5, 3 years now. So, yeah. Do I shave or am I hairy? Neither. I actually trim super, super short, almost like the day after shave length. And so, yeah, there's that one. That one actually got asked a few times. One is, do I actually masturbate while I record? Heck yes, I do. Why wouldn't I? I guess is my question for whoever asked me that. I enjoy making the recordings and I do get off, and all of the wet sounds you guys hear are actually my own wet sounds. I don't use lube. I don't alter them in any way. It's just me. My favorite sexual position. Oh, this one's hard. I do like a lot of them. But by far my favorite is when I am on my side and the guy is kneeling behind me. So it's sort of like doggy style, but I'm on my side instead of kneeling on all fours in front of you. Do I want to be trained as a little one? Not really into the whole daddy thing. However, I am sort of open to it, but I'm probably gonna pass for now. Maybe check back next AMA and things may have changed. Do my feet get stinky and sweaty? Not really. I'm a big flip-flop wearer. So, I'm gonna say no on that one. How often do I masturbate? This one's kind of hard. But I'm sure it sort of averages out to about once a day. But there are days when I get off 3 or 4 times. And then there are days when I don't get off at all. Really just depends on what I have going on that day and how horny I am. But if I need it, I will definitely always make time for myself in that way. But I'm sure you guys get that. What are some of my biggest turn-ons and fantasies? This one, I don't know. Turn-ons, one of my biggest turn-ons is a really, really, really great kiss. I know that sounds super, super lame, but a really great kiss turns me on like a fucking light switch. And so that's my biggest. And like physical turn-ons, I'm not opposed to the dick print that sweatpants do create. And just having someone there to touch you and feel all of you, and I don't know, as I'm talking right now, it seems like way more lame than in my brain. But I don't know. Blowjobs. I do really enjoy blowjobs and seeing the satisfaction of someone else getting off because of me. As far as the fantasies go, don't really have a whole lot going on in that department. I do have some, but like one, I'd really like to go and have sex in a club and have other people watch me, but that's just not me, so I would have to convince someone else to go with me. But really, other than that, I'm kind of drawing a blank. Yeah. How did I discover masturbation? Well, when Beck was about, I don't know, 12-ish, she saw a porn with one of her best friends, and that's sort of where all of this started. And so I tried it, and I probably came in like the first 2 seconds because, you know, that's what happens when you're 12 and you've never gotten off before, and then kind of hooks you right away. And so, yeah. The rest is history, apparently. Do I post selfies? Definitely not. I have a family. Well, not like me personally, but like I don't have my own family, but I do have family members on Reddit and they don't need to be knowing what I'm doing. Would I ever have sex with a fan? Kind of ties into the meeting thing. Probably not. And so, gonna say no on that one. This question just says, "Okay." I don't really know what to say to that, but okay to you too. Yeah. If I switched genders for a day, what would I do? What wouldn't I do if I were a man? I definitely want to bang some really hot chicks, but I'd probably hop on Tinder with a couple selfies and get laid and I don't know. Lay around, do nothing. Maybe go get fitted for a really nice suit because I'm a sucker for that. Yeah. I know those are really weird things, but I don't really know what I'd do. Haven't really thought a whole lot about it. Yeah. Why am I so hot? I don't know, man. Really don't know. But I guess it's a talent. And I wish I had a better answer, but I really don't have a better answer for that one. I just am. Hope you enjoy it, though. I think you guys do. Otherwise, you wouldn't follow me. But yeah. Do I have any fetishes? No, believe it or not. I'm relatively vanilla, if you haven't gathered that from my audios. But yeah, definitely no fetishes on my end. Do you? I guess it's my question. I'm guessing maybe since you asked me, but I don't know. What is the longest amount of time I have masturbated or had sex. As you guys know, I don't last very long when I masturbate. That is why my audios are so short. If I want to make a long one, I really have to drag out the talking and maybe even come a second time. And it's, yeah. So it's definitely not through masturbation. Luckily for me, I can have multiple orgasms. Bless. So the longest amount of time I've had sex for is probably, I want to say an hour and a half, but I was also really drunk, so I don't exactly remember, and it's all kind of a fog. I just remember thinking it felt like forever, and I looked at the time and it was like 4 in the morning, so I really don't know how long, but I think it was about a couple hours. Do I like it when guys masturbate along with me? Yeah, I mean, we all come to GWA for a reason, right? That's to find really hot audio that we can all have fun to and get off with that person. So yeah, I definitely think it's cool that you guys get off with me, and yeah. Do I ever think about certain Redditors while I play? Not necessarily. I know some of you well through messaging, but I don't know you well enough to think about you when I am playing with myself. Sorry? What is the biggest cock I've ever had? It's kind of hard to describe, but my friends and I, we nicknamed him Water Bottle Dick, because it resembled the size of a water bottle. So if I had to guess, 9 inches long, pretty thick girth-wise, but I don't know exact measurements, because one, I didn't have a tape measure, two, that would have been really fucking weird. Hentai or porn? Porn, definitely. Not really into the hentai stuff, but a good porn will always get me in the mood. But I don't know. As far as like what type of porn, pretty open, lesbian, homemade, I don't know, just whatever feels right at that time. Do I like to have sex while I'm on my period? Yeah, I mean, why not? If you're horny, you're horny, and so you might as well get laid, you know what I mean? Do I like to have phone fun? On occasion, I don't mind it, but I haven't done it a whole lot, mostly because I've moved on to video fun, if that makes any sense, and that doesn't happen with very many people, just a few trusted, we will call them sexual colleagues. What is the weirdest request I have gotten from a person I was dating? I don't know. I'm gonna have to come back to that one after I think a little bit. But yeah, so I will come back. There's like two more questions, and then I will come back to that one and I will try and think of a good answer for you. At what age did I discover masturbation? I mentioned that earlier in the how to dis did I discover masturbation? I was about 12, 12 and a half maybe. Did I use my fingers or grind on something or penetrate with toys? Well, when you're 12, 12 and a half, you don't really have a whole lot to use, especially as a female, or you're not thinking of it. So I used my fingers, nice little pussy rub, and yeah. And then the last question before I go back to that one is, what is my favorite spot on my body? My favorite spot on my body is probably, the neck collarbone area. Not to look at, but it's definitely the best spot to have kissed. If we're talking about what is my best thing to look at on my body, it's my eyes. I do love them, or my lips. They're kind of perfect. Okay, back to this question. Oh, what is the weirdest request from a person I was dating? I think it would be to have sex in their mother's bed. I mean, that one kind of threw me for a loop. I definitely said no because you gotta respect your mom. No matter what age you are, gotta respect them. I will keep a link open for future AMA questions. I think I will create one here in the next few days. And I hope you guys enjoyed all of my questions and answers. And if you guys have any follow-ups regarding any of these, feel free to leave them in the comments. And I hope you guys have a good day, night, evening, afternoon, whatever it is, wherever you guys are. And I look forward to posting for you all very, very soon. Thank you.